Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Nanny Fernandez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Stu Hofferth. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Skippy Roberge. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Wallace. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Lefty Wallace. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Benny Warren. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Babe Young. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. And now, play ball. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp takes first base on ball four. Culler moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Culler moves to third. Hopp moves to second. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Culler scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blattner moves to second. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. Blattner moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Fernandez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberge for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren takes first base on ball 4. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Hoffert and he is safe. Young steals second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roberge fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Roberge. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fernandez. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Young scores. Kerr moves to third. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blattner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Rigney scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan pinch hits for Lefty Wallace. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr throws to second for 1, and Blattner throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hop moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-0 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Cy Johnson now pitching. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Warren takes first base on ball 4. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sanders strikes out. One out. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Hoffert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffert is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffert hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Roberge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Blattner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Warren settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Warren. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Warren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiedelman takes first base on ball 4. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott strikes out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize is hit by the pitch. Marshall moves to second. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Warren hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fernandez. Warren reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. Mize moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young is walked intentionally. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Mize scores. Warren moves to third. Young moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hop is hit by the pitch. Carden Gillenwater pinch runs for Johnny Hop. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Gillenwater moves to second. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Gillenwater moves to third. Holmes moves to second. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Gillenwater scores. Holmes moves to third. Sanders moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hofferth hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Holmes scores. One out. It's 5-3, Giants. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanders moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wiedelman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Warren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater now playing center field. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Blattner strikes out. 1 out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mize hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Cy Johnson. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culler hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Roser now pitching. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a fly ball into left field. Fernandez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Sanders hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hofferth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Trinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trinkle strikes out. One out. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Blattner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Roberge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Fernandez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0 for 3 in the game. Roberge strikes out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wiedelman takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey pinch hits for Steve Roser. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Wiedelman moves to second. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culler strikes out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.